dozens of undocumented immigrants who took sanctuary in churches during the Trump administration have since been able to walk free. The Thompsons, originally from Jamaica, spent 843 days hiding out in Philadelphia to avoid deportation. Now, restarting their lives comes with new challenges. Laura Benshoff from member station WHYY reports.
The day before Christmas, Clive and Juanita Thompson walked out of the Tabernacle United Church in West Philadelphia, arms raised in victory as their supporters cheered. Juanita says they won and thanks the crowd.
Thank you.
Juanita says when they learned from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement that they could safely leave the church, a huge weight lifted.
I did not realize like how much burden we was carrying until I actually saw the letter. Once that happened, you're like, oh, I don't have to hide.
This public departure was just one step towards having normal lives again. Before Sanctuary, Juanita worked at a nursing home and Clive at a factory in New Jersey. Then the Trump administration told them to leave because they had lost their asylum case. After 14 years living in the U.S., they moved into a church, one of a handful of places immigration officers avoid making arrests, with their two youngest kids. 2 years later, Clive says even though they don't have to hide anymore, they're still dealing with the fallout of Sanctuary.
All our opportunity was taken away, and to really pick it up back from where we left off, oh, we're going to start life back over again. It was like a puzzle.
A puzzle with some of the pieces missing. Their situation shows how a setback in your immigration case can derail years of progress and hard-won prosperity. Even though ICE now supports their green card applications, there's a 1 to 2 year backlog, and they're still waiting on immigration paperwork to be processed to get their work permits and driver's licenses back. Clive says there's also been a learning curve for re-entering the world.
I remember Juanita went to the ATM machine and she forgot how to use the card.
I did.
Other things lapsed, too. Juanita lost science credits for the advanced nursing degree she'd been working on.
Yeah, of course, those expired. One of my licenses also expired.
So they're getting by the same way they did when in Sanctuary, holding fundraisers. They used to cook Jamaican food for the events, and then, during the pandemic, that turned into takeout meals. COVID-19 is another obstacle in their return to normalcy. Their youngest, Timmy, was 12 when they moved into Sanctuary. Now he's 15 and a head taller. He's wrapping up his 9th grade year virtually, which he says has been tough.
It's kind of hard in the beginning, especially since it's my first year like in high school, but I'm getting through it.
Since leaving the Tabernacle Church, they have been able to move into their own space, a 4-bedroom row home with a glassed-in front porch. Sitting in their new living room, Clive and Juanita say they're looking forward, not back, and planning a big celebration when they finally get their green cards with everyone who supported them.
Once I have money, I'm going to party.
Yeah. And since the COVID is going away, I'm so happy that we can eat and dance.
For NPR News, I'm Laura Benshoff in Philadelphia.